flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
You might think financial crime is all about money, but sometimes it ends in murder. I'm Nicole Lappin, host of Money Crimes, a Crime House original podcast. Each episode features a thrilling story about the dark side of finance and how to protect yourself from it. Follow and listen to Money Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
High noon on a Celtics Wednesday here on Jones and Keefe. You think I owned a lot of 311 albums.
And I do.
The text line does. Jones would own three different 311 albums. There were a lot of DMX albums back in the day.
Yep.
But it is a Celtics Wednesday. We're joined now by Justin Turpin of WEEI. He runs Twitch here on Jones and Keefe, covers the Celtics. And, let's just start with this. You come in every Wednesday, we're like, Celtics are struggling, they stink, what's wrong with them, blah, blah, blah. Do you think we overstate their struggles?
I think a little bit. Just come with the expectations. Like, this team, you guys keep talking about it, right? They had 60-win expectations, and right now they're not meeting those expectations. And when you're looking at the last month, so we keep talking about it, that the line that we're using is that Memphis Grizzlies game. And since then, they're 11-9. Like, that feels like the old Celtics, right, playing 500 ball. And it's just not what you're used to seeing from a championship-caliber team. But it is kind of the deal with the expectations. All these championship teams, and Steve Kerr alluded to it, this is natural that they're going through it. It's just, it's weird when it's happening.
And I guess my concern with being 500 for that long of a stretch, like you said, 11-9 over 20 games, going back to the Grizzlies game. There's one example that I can think of where the team really sleptwalked through the regular season, turned it on in the playoffs, and flipped that switch. It was the Celtics when they went back to the finals in 2010. Mm-hmm. They were terrible that second half, 500-ish that whole second half. Playoffs started, they went on a tear. I can't think of a lot of examples of that. The reason I harp on them being so pedestrian for so long is because I don't believe come the playoffs you can just wake up and snap out of it and be a totally different team. Do you think they need to figure it out before playoff time, or do you think they can just coast and then turn it on come playoffs?
Oh, for sure. Like, regular season's all about building habits. And right now, the habits they built last year, those like really staying focused for an entire 48 minutes, locking down defensively, all that was last year. And they did it in the beginning of the season as well. Obviously, they started 19-4. But there's just as much as a sample now as when they started 19-4 as they've been playing 500 ball. So, yeah, they have to figure this out. And I think Jason Tatum alluded to that the other day, saying, like, we've skipped steps in the past and now, you know, it's burned us. And after the 2023 Eastern Conference Finals, they made it a point to really come back and stay focused. And they prided themselves on the idea of mindset. And that was playing for an entire 48 minutes on both ends of the floor. And they just haven't done that this year. And it's to be expected, right? They were the reigning champions. It happens. Like, you're just not going to get that level of focus and execution throughout an 82-game slate. But now, as we move past halfway point now past, like, it's gonna happen. We got to get going.
You know, there was a spirited debate this morning about Jaylen Brown and, you know, what is going on with him. Is he upset? Is he not upset? Is, like, he himself has talked about his new role. Yeah. You know, I think last week when you were in, or maybe it was off the air, we were talking about how for four straight games he didn't speak to the media. Twice he was requested and said, no. Now he has since spoken to the media, so it's not like he's on this, like, holdout or anything. But
right.
What do you make of just everything that's around Jaylen Brown right now?
I think there's a couple things that play into it. First of all, with them playing 500, he always wears the losses tough. Like, that's always been his thing, and clearly it hasn't changed even after a championship. I also think just his play and how, on both ends of the floor, how he's been playing is getting frustrating to him, shooting career lows from three and the field. And I think a lot of that has to do with he doesn't think he's getting the same opportunity to get going because they mess with that sub pattern, because it's messing with his rhythm. I mean, basketball players are just, they're creatures of habit. So when you mess with that rhythm, on top of this, he's missed games in and out of the lineup with injuries. So when you mess with that rhythm, I think it's really, he thinks this is impacting his play throughout the year because he is shooting career lows. So I think that's
he's averaging compared to last season. Right. So it was 2 years ago where he was all NBA second team, which triggered the Supermax. Last year, not an all NBA player, but he like just missed and he was an all-star and all that. He's playing more minutes this year. He's taking more shots and he's taking more threes. And his assists are up because, you know, talking about being a playmaker. So he's distributing the ball a little bit more. And his points per game is pretty much identical to what it was a year ago. So, like, maybe it is the losses that he's kind of wearing hard. But I feel like his overall play kind of on board with what it was last year. And yet he sounds different.
Part of it as well, and this is just like a speculation, is he really takes pride in setting the tone. And I think that's because that is his time to insert himself into the game, right? You know Jason's going to be the guy down the stretch.
Tatum won't do that. Yeah, and that's not Tatum's strong suit either. That's one thing I like about Jalen is he can do it. Tatum won't do it.
Yeah. But now that they're getting back to that, like, that's Jalen's time to shine. That's his time to set the table, whereas come the end of the game, right, you know it's going to be Jason down the stretch. So I think that's part of it because, like, he takes pride. He's a prideful individual. And I think he takes pride in that kind of sense of the game where he gets to dominate that and set the table. So I think that's also part of it. But I really think it ties back to just the frustration surrounding the 500 play and his play personally.
If you have questions for Terp or thoughts on the Celtics, now's a good time to jump in. 617-779-7937. What's wrong with the Celtics? Is there anything wrong with the Celtics? Do we overstate that things are wrong with the Celtics? And your thoughts on Jaylen Brown, which I want to pick up with here, along with your phone calls. Why'd they make the switch? Why'd they make the sub-pattern switch? Why even go away from what worked a year ago, where you were the champions, you ran away from the rest of the league, we thought you were going to start at a high point this year, defend the title, win more games. I'm speaking for myself now, not you, Terp, but defend the title, win more games, most talented team in the league. They started 19-4. Why even bother messing with that substitution pattern of Tatum checking out around the six-minute mark, immediate timeout there, and Jaylen Brown playing most of, if not all, of that first quarter, Tatum starting with the second unit to start the second quarter? Why even screw with that? What was the motivation for that?
Joe said it's just to give teams a different look, but there's really hasn't been much clarity around it. And to me, it's like, why wasn't anyone talking about it when they were 19-4, right? Because they were winning. And now because they're losing, all of a sudden Jalen's unhappy again, and we're going to blow the sub portions out of proportion, and Jason and Jalen, oh, there's a problem there. It's just like every time they're losing, it reverts back to the same stuff. It's like, but it's just a natural lull.
But the way you're saying, you make that sound like you think that's unique to the, isn't that how we talk about the NBA? Like when teams aren't going well, we look at the stars, right?
Oh yeah, that's unique to the Celtics. No, that's every sport. You're always going to look at the stars, especially more so in the NBA. Like it's a star-driven league, so that's always going to be a thing. But when they were 19-4 and everything was rolling, nobody was talking about the sub patterns and everything. And I get it because they didn't have stretches like this last year. And again, it's just not normal for this team. But I mean, It's a 20-game sample size, and it's not like they've been terrible over that stretch. It's just been inconsistency.
Part of why we didn't talk about it when they were 19-4, they didn't have their full lineup. I wonder how many of us, I mean, I'll be honest, I didn't notice it, but they also didn't have a full lineup. Jalen was out for a stretch. Porzingis wasn't in the lineup, so that might have been part of it too. Now you do have your full team back, and it looks different, and they're not playing well.
Yeah, and part of that, well, now that they're integrating the lineup again, like you saw, they were force-feeding Kristaps Porzingis for the first couple games when he was coming back. And after the Denver win, the end of the road trip a couple weeks ago, and he said like he was close to getting to a full strength to where he wanted to be, and he's been playing much better. So I think that's going to help them too, now that he's really picked it up, that they're not going to have to really force him and try to get him going because they know how important he is to what they want to do, and they need to get him in rhythm. But now that he's in rhythm, they won't have to force-feed him anymore. So I think part of that plays into it. I think guys are also just acclimating finally to where they're at. We're more than halfway through the year. The more time they play together, I know they played a ton last year together, but it's a new season. Teams are guarding them differently, and obviously the sub patterns were different. So there was a lot to work through, and I think they're finally starting to get through that.
And not to dwell on the three-point shot, because I think it does get a little bit tiresome. Just the they're going to shoot a lot of threes, right? But year to year, almost everybody is worse than they were a year ago. Like Peyton Pritchard's probably one guy that is up, but just about across the board. And like all those little percentages kind of add up, right? So even though you're taking a few more, but now your percentage is going down because, you know, with the exception of maybe Sam Hauser, I don't really look at any guy on the team and you're like, wow, like that's that guy's thing. You know, like they're all more well-rounded players that also shoot threes. And when they're not falling at the same kind of clip, like, I don't know, maybe that's what's leading to some of these losses too.
I mean, part of that, like, law of averages are going to figure it out eventually because, like, they were percentage-wise, they were one of the best three-point shooting teams at the beginning of the season, and now they're shot under 30% 8 times since
then. So it was like 36% as a team this year.
Down like 2.2 percentage points.
I was going to say, it was like 38-39 last year. So, so
that's a big difference.
Yes.
Like when you're looking, like that's probably, what, 9 points a game?
Yep.
If that was checking out to. So like that's a pretty big difference. But, I mean, that's what happens. Like they haven't been able to hit a shot consistently for 6 weeks. It's incredible.
And Derek White's been a big part of that. And I know in the last game, they didn't need to play much. He hit a couple threes. But he's been in a big slump. Usually he's much more consistent, right? He'll flash with the big point game, but doesn't really kill you. He's had some horrible shooting games recently.
I don't think it's any coincidence that they're having their worst stretch when Derek White isn't shooting the ball well and playing well. Like that's absolutely no coincidence. Like he is so important to what they do, and sometimes it's just taken for granted about what he does night in and night out, and now he's going through his first slump as a Celtic. I mean,
yeah,
he said
pretty
it
much.
Last month that this was the worst stretch he's had as a Celtic, so this is just not normal for the team. Like, just weird to see a team of all these great shooters go cold collectively for a 6 week span. It's incredible, but eventually, like, the numbers are going to even out. Like, that just has to happen eventually.
Any takeaway from the Warriors' win on Monday, whether that is on the floor the way they played? I know Golden State was shorthanded, or even Tatum and Jaylen after the game with Kerr. Any takeaways from that?
I think the first one pregame would be what Steve Kerr said about how this is a natural lull. I mean, if you're going to take advice from anybody, I think Steve Kerr would be the guy. He's done it as a player and a coach. He's seen the best of the best do it. He played with Jordan, Coach Curry. Like, that guy knows what he's talking about. So when he says it's a natural lull, I think, like, you take that away, you believe that a little bit. I also, as far as the game, though, like, they were without four rotation players. I think that's more so the Celtics came in. They've been vulnerable in some of those games, so they came in, took care of business, and didn't really mess around. They played intense defense, were intentional what they were trying to do, so they showed what their winning recipe is, and I think that's important because that's what it's going to take, no matter who's in or who's out.
I think we talked about it last week. That Golden State team, though, I know Kerr's saying, like, oh, there's like a letdown after winning a title. They won more regular season games the next year.
They went out and set
the record.
Yeah.
Now, they lost in the finals, and like that's more important, and that's the big takeaway from that year, more so than the 73 wins, but they found a way to really not have too many lulls the next year, and they brought back most of the same team.
Part of that, too, would be like the injuries. I'd be curious to see what those looked like, and it's weird because the Celtics were rolling when they were missing players.
Right.
Now that they're integrating them back, and I think that's also part of it, though, like the rhythm and all that. So,
you know, because we're talking about Jaylen Brown, it made me think of this. Yesterday, they announced two of the participants in the dunk contest. I don't know where you stand on the dunk contest, but Jaylen Brown was in it last year.
What was your favorite dunk contest, Herb? You're so young. What was your favorite dunk contest?
I liked the Zach LaVine one.
Zach LaVine had some good dunks.
No, he did, but doesn't that date you? Like, like people our age were like Vince Carter,
Kenny Skywalker.
People older than us are like MJ and Dominique.
Yeah, yeah.
He thinks of the dunk contest, he thinks of Zach LaVine.
Yeah, that's fine. But Jaylen,
great dunk contest.
It was a good dunk contest. That's true.
But Jaylen Brown being in it last year, I wasn't sure how he was going to do, and it ended up being not great. But it was at least an all-star, a top 15 player in the league participating in the dunk contest. That was great. So there's going to be four dudes in it this year. They announced two of them, two rookies. Any word yet on if Brown wants to be back in it? Because I think in the immediate aftermath, even though he lost to that G Leaguer, I think he was like, yeah, this was fun. Like, I'd do it again. Any word out of this?
Nothing yet. Yeah. Nothing yet. Peyton Pritchard was asked about if he'd participate in the three-point contest, and he was not sure yet either.
Really?
I do think Jaylen
I feel like that's a no-brainer.
Yeah,
why
he was unsure, like he didn't want to do it, or unsure he would get the call?
That's a good question. I didn't really elaborate on it, but he wasn't sure if he was going to do it, participate in general. So I would imagine he gets the call.
I think so. He's like a six.
Not even like looking at the benches, like just looking at 3-point makes in total across the NBA. Like, this guy's in the top 15. So I'd imagine at least he gets a call and it gets a shot.
Well, my guess is they would probably offer it to one Celtic. So if Tatum turns it down, wouldn't they maybe go to Pritchard?
Maybe. There's a year Tatum and Brown did it together, though,
yeah,
right? But
yeah,
that probably is an outlier where you get multiple guys from the same team. 617-779-7937. We hear this all the time. You guys talk Patriots. You never talk any of the other teams.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how.
Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's a regularly scheduled, weekly scheduled time with Terp for all your Celtics thoughts. If you want to jump in, 617-779-7937. We can get to you. Bob in Londonderry has been waiting very patiently on a separate debate. I want to get him.
Oh, this is good.
Go ahead, Bob.
What do you got, Bob?
Hey, guys. I heard you mentioning about, you know, what do you do with your cars being all salty?
Yeah.
And I thought I'd give it a little advice.
Okay.
Once you pass winter, when we get towards after St. Patrick's Day, depending what kind of house you have, hire a basic plumber, have him come in. And in your garage, put a hot water spigot so you can then get a 20-foot hose, hook it up, pail of water, and you can actually wash your car off no matter how cold it is. And you can just actually
I don't have a garage money bags. Have any of that stuff, Bob.
Even if I did, I got to wash my own car.
Isn't hot water bad for your car? Pretty sure it's bad for the paint.
Bob says
hot
it's water's
fine.
Bad for your car.
Isn't it?
I don't know.
That doesn't sound right.
Boiling water, like you don't want to dump a soup
it's
on
it.
It's
bad
there.
For your car?
I don't think it's good for the paint.
I don't know.
Not an automotive
it can't be good.
Now I need to get a hot water spigot?
It can't be good leaving bird crap and road salt all over it like I do with my car.
I need a garage first.
An issue if you had a garage, though?
Yeah, that's true.
You'd think it would be less salt anyway.
There would be a little bit less, but you're still driving, and that's where you get it all on there. Plus, Jones and I both have black cars, which just, it stands out.
I do as well.
I noticed Terp's car yesterday, actually, when I was like, man, my car looks like crap. I have salt all over it. I'm like, his truck has got a lot all over it, too.
I had a silver one at one point, the silver Bullet.
Yeah.
And it would disguise how dirty it really was in the wintertime. It was just as dirty, but like you'd have to really get close. Like, oh, yeah, that is covered in salt.
Yeah.
Kind of blend in nice.
So this and more for Terp on a Celtics Wednesday. Do you think they're going to turn a corner here? And do you think they will right the ship? Have they already started to do it? They always had adjusting their sub patterns by checking Tatum out, leaving Jaylen in there, see if things just align better. Do you think they are going to work their way out of this? Have you already seen signs of them working their way out of this?
I think this road trip is the best opportunity for them to do it. Like, they've been fantastic on the road this year, and I think part of that is because there's limited distractions when you're on the road. It's just you guys in these road arenas and doing, you know, you're focusing on the game. So I think this is a good opportunity for them to do it, especially tonight against the Clippers, who might have absolutely nobody playing tonight. They have a loaded injury report, so yeah, it's a good opportunity for
them. No Zubats, he's out.
No Kawhi. Nope.
Kawhi is officially
out. Yep. Harden's questionable as well.
Classic NBA,
they
though,
might just turn the corner.
Dude, it's so hard. I mean, the three of us love the NBA. It is hard to get excited for a lot of these matchups because you have to check who's in, who's out. They either rest guys or they like fake rest guys or guys are really dealing with injuries. It's hard to get one full squad versus another full squad ever in the NBA.
It's true.
People are saying don't put hot water on your car.
You're not supposed to.
One guy said it can explode your windows.
Oh, get out of here.
Well, I mean, it's going to be pretty hot.
I mean, look.
I think the contrast, if the car is freezing and then you dump hot water. Actually, you know what? I saw a video of some lunatic trying to clear off his car. It was like, you know, parked in like a snowbank.
Uh-huh.
And rather than just scraping the car off, he was taking like hot water. And I think it did like implode the windshield.
Yeah, it expands too fast. It cracks the windshield.
Yeah, it's bad news.
Okay.
When you want to take a dent out, I think you do it, though.
Look, I'm not going to wash my own car.
You just got a plunger and pull on it?
I'm going to tell you right now.
You've never done that?
I'm not going to.
You don't pop the top and suds it up a little bit?
I will not be doing that. I don't want to say I've never done that.
Press them up against the glass? No? You've never done that? A little bikini car washer of the Joneses?
With the sign out front? Yeah. No, I'm not going to be washing my own car. I'd rather have it be dirty.
I've hosed down the car before. I've washed it, but I'm not doing it in the middle of the winter.
Yeah, I'm not doing it, period. I got AAA for that.
Can you guys come clean my car?
AAA, my car's dirty. Can you come clean
it? That's not what we do there, sir.
I don't know if this is fair to Terp. 617-779-7937.
Shot at Terp.
The nerds always fall back on eventually, meaning that the their shooting should just correct.
Law of averages. Well,
first of all, I don't know if you want to address being called a nerd, Terp, but secondarily, should we be as satisfied with that answer from Terp that just the law of averages will even out?
I don't know.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, they will. They will. It's true.
Will they?
Yes.
Don't some teams just have bad years and some people just have down years and, like, it doesn't always level out? What do you mean?
Not to an extent of, like, 7 percentage points. Like, that's a lot.
I think when you have a bunch of players, like, it's one thing for one guy to kind of yo-yo, but, like, the chances of all six guys having a career good year and then all six guys having a career bad year, like, I think that's kind of tough.
Well, doesn't the volume screw with that, though? Like, if you're shooting more, doesn't that invite... a change, a variance in your numbers from the year. But I don't think if you just change the overall volume, all of a sudden you guarantee you'll be as efficient. I don't think
the volume absolutely plays a role. But, I mean, we talked about it like 2 weeks ago, I think. All the guys that are shooting at the career lows have been in and out of the lineup with injuries. So it's all about a rhythm thing. So once they start getting healthier and start getting guys in the lineup, those percentages are going to go up because they get back into the rhythm. That's why it's an issue right now, is because they've just been dealing with so many different injuries. And the guys that have been in the lineup are the ones that have been okay for the most part, with the exception of, like, Derek White.
Okay. I mean, they got to get him going. They got to solve whatever it is with Jalen, even if it's just talking it through with him. Like, they shouldn't have to do this.
Pizza party?
It's annoying that Jalen's moody. We did have them number two in the pizza party rank.
Yeah, you could make an argument for
one.
They
got good pizza in California. Anyone know?
Couldn't speak to that.
California Pizza Kitchen.
Well, that's true.
I think that's CBK. I think that's obviously a very good good slice to go grab if you're in a mall somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, we had the Celtics slightly ahead of WEEI in our pizza party rankings yesterday. Terp, as always, we appreciate
it. Good stuff, Terp.
Make sure you follow him on Twitter at Justin M. Turpin. Good stuff from Celtics practices. Good numbers on the Celtics because he's an accused nerd by the text line. But also all kinds of post-game reaction, videos, shoot-arounds, etc. If you want your Celtics info, Terp is a great follow there. He joins us every Wednesday on a Celtics Wednesday. We'll get back to your phone calls. We'll get back to Josh McDaniels as well, right after Trending with Billy Lane.